Recently, you must have heard in the news that one of the lawmakers from the US Democratic Party has raised a concern and said there is a possibility that Saudi Arabia can share United States defense technology with Russia. Now, what did he mean by this? Before that, let me give you the pre-context on which this statement finds its legitimacy. As you know, because of the Russia-Ukraine war, there has been a huge supply shortage of oil in the international market. And because of that, the cost of oil has also gone up. And then you are also aware of the fact that United States President Joe Biden had visited Saudi Arabia in the month of June. I've also made a video on it. If you want, you can watch it. So the whole purpose behind the trip was to convince Saudi Arabia to produce more oil, so that there is some relief in the prices of oil in the international market. At least, this is the reason in theory. Now, I also have a video why United States don't want to produce more oil. If you watch that video, you will understand the reasons as to why the United States government does not want to increase their oil production, but they want Saudi Arabia, OPEC countries to increase their oil production. Watch that video, you will understand the whole game behind rising oil prices. Anyhow, so Saudi Arabia and OPEC countries have rejected United States' demand, and they have also cut down their oil production. And if you remember, United States President Joe Biden even said, Saudi Arabia will have to face consequences. So basically, United States has threatened Saudi Arabia for not listening and supporting their interests. And then after a couple of days, out of desperation, the Biden administration has also asked Saudi Arabia, or I would say requested Saudi Arabia, to at least postpone their decision of cutting oil production by a month, because the US midterm elections are around the corner in November. Now, Saudi Arabia is very well aware of the fact that they have got a good opportunity to dictate terms to the US government, which if you see is a rare opportunity for any country. And that is the reason Saudi Arabia has rejected United States' request. Since the day Saudi Arabia rejected United States' request, the White House has started accusing Saudi Arabia of siding with Russia. Now, which country came in support of Saudi Arabia? It is Turkey, for obvious reasons. Turkey told United States to stop bullying Saudi Arabia over oil prices. In fact, the Indian Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, even he indirectly came in support of Saudi Arabia by saying, it is OPEC's sovereign right to decide how much oil they want to pump out. Now, some of you may think, about Turkey we can understand, two Muslim countries helping each other. But what is India's compulsion to say something like that? So here I want you to understand that there is no compulsion for India. Almost every country in this world understands why United States is not increasing its own oil production, but it wants others to increase their oil production. This, if you see, is called bullying, and United States is known for bullying, everyone knows it. That is why many of the countries are on the same page when it comes to confronting United States' tactic of bullying other countries into producing more oil. As far as India's oil import is concerned, well, India is diversifying its oil imports after OPEC countries have said no to United States. If you see, indirectly India is saying, we will import oil from various places according to our budget, but you, Saudi Arabia, do what is right, even if it means saying no to United States. Now, if you see, United States is angry with Saudi Arabia. They have also threatened Saudi Arabia. And a couple of days back, Saudi Arabia has sentenced a US citizen for 16 years jail because he criticized the Saudi government. By doing all of this, you see, the Saudi government is sending a strong message to United States. In return, the US government is also rethinking its relationship with Saudi Arabia. In fact, some Democrats in Congress want to punish Saudi Arabia by withdrawing all US military support from Saudi and UAE. Because it is a fact that there are US troops in Saudi Arabia to protect the Saudi oil fields and their security interest. And the US government has also said that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, shares Vladimir Putin's worldview, and he doesn't appreciate American advocacy for democracy in the world. Now, I don't know whether or not Mohammed bin Salman heard all of this, but after those comments, Saudi Arabia announced $400 million humanitarian aid to Ukraine. See, this is called smart diplomacy. The Saudi Arabian diplomacy is on the front foot. Do whatever you want to, but don't give the other person any reason to point a finger at you. Now, if United States say to Saudi Arabia that you are siding with Russia, Saudi Arabia will openly say, no, we don't support anyone. We support humanity. We are also giving humanitarian aid to Ukraine. This is called the art of soft balancing, and many countries are adopting this as a foreign policy. And more recently, that is on 17th October, a Democratic lawmaker has said there is a chance that Saudi Arabia can share US defense technology with Russia. In other words, one decision by Saudi Arabia, that is cutting oil production, has literally spooked United States government to such an extent that they feel Saudi Arabia is going to give all United States defense technology to Russia. Look, let's be honest, we don't know whether or not Saudi Arabia and Russia are together on this. We are just aware of one phone call that Vladimir Putin and Saudi Arabia's crown prince had in the month of July, right after Joe Biden's trip to Saudi. That is the only call we are publicly aware of, and we will never know 100% what exactly they spoke. We can only connect dots and come to a logical conclusion. So, I personally believe that if Saudi and Russia are on the same page, Saudi Arabia is never going to say that, because Saudi Arabia has now learned how to do smart diplomacy. And as far as sharing American defense technology with Russia, currently Saudi Arabia has the American defense system, that is the Thar system. Then they also have the Patriot surface-to-air missile system. This is one piece of technology that the Russians would love to get their hands on. Because let's assume, if Russia gets to know the working of Thar defense system, then Russia, China, North Korea, there will be no other nation or group of nations that can match up its power against these three countries. But then you also have to understand that this same American defense system protects Saudi Arabian oil refineries from Iran, Yemen, and nearby hostile countries. So why would Saudi Arabia share this technology with others? Plus, the US troops are operating it in Saudi Arabia. It is not as if the Saudi Arabian forces are using it. Now, the reason United States government think this way is because that is exactly what United States would do if they were in the same position. And furthermore, think about it. US has also given weapons and fighter jets to Pakistan. Pakistan also must have shared it with China. But US has no issues. Or maybe they too much believe in Pakistan. But here, United States thinks Saudi Arabia is going to give it to Russia. So this is just a hype, or you can say warmongering thoughts by United States, which is very typical of them. And again, I'm saying this, the reason oil prices today are high, it is because of United States. They are not willing to produce more oil. And it is United States who has put sanctions on Iran, Russia, Venezuela. And it is asking Saudi Arabia to increase their production. And then if you see, even Saudi Arabia as a country is aware of its own oil reserves. It cannot just blindly pump out whatever United States says. That is why the Indian minister said it correct. It is Saudi Arabia's and OPEC country's sovereign right to decide how much they want to produce. And now all of a sudden, Saudi Arabia is a problem to United States because they refuse to produce more oil. If you do some critical analysis, you will realize that the main root cause of many problems in the world is the West. And good that Saudi Arabia and UAE have taken a firm stand. And let's hope that the United States does not start another proxy war in Saudi Arabia and create its own narrative. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.